through this residency. And in one or the other way, no, I remember. But then I had an interaction with Veridiana, which is a Brazilian girl, and we were talking about kind of belonging. So where a thing or me, myself, where I'm belonging to, kind of that in reference to how the layers of copying others and the other things are kind of how to refer something to original or something. So the kind of just tracing back what you are or what you, if that's somehow possible, and how, where does it come up? And then I said, and then I remembered when after this chat with Veridiana, I suddenly started to, when she left and I went home, on the way home, I remembered songs, Swiss songs, kind of folk songs, and realized that, yeah, this is probably a point where there is an echo of this belonging, you know, an echo of this feeling that, probably I'm coming from somewhere, because I removed from that quite strongly. I'm not a Swiss person anymore. I don't really relate that much to Switzerland, and I don't, and especially not to any kind of a national identity of Switzerland and so on. So, but there are these glimpses of things where I feel connected to a certain culture and to landscape related to this culture and to that one. Yeah. So to a knowledge which is kind of a bit strongly deeper than what I know, somehow what I learned. And songs.
So these songs came really.
Kind of spontaneous. Came up.
Mnemonic.
I started to sing it suddenly, kind of, and then realized, this is in fact probably there where belonging resonates.
But that's
through
quite
song.
Something to, after a discussion, you find yourself. You find yourself singing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something that occurs to you often. You know, you have discussions with people, you go home and you start singing the adequate song.
The adequate song. For me, that's not that strange. Yes. I would say I'm an associative person. I kind of, and if it's songs or a smell or an image or a color or whatever, that pops up, I don't think that it's totally unnormal. I don't know. So I think this. No, I mean it happened, and I felt this kind of this is something. When I'm reflecting on that, there is something where I really can find myself deeply touched by a root or something. I told this story in the presentation, and I referred to the song and started to sing. And I realized that it was really for myself kind of to sing this song in front of this Belgian audience or international audience that you find here in this context. I was really emotionally moved, especially because also my girlfriend was there and my daughter was there, and this was singing to her, and my daughter was suddenly very, very quiet. They're listening to this song, so it was, you know, this is kind of. There are some, kind of a huge discourse on heritage and kind of transference and translating that to your kid and so on. That was it was a beautiful moment for me as well. Especially, I mean, with her, with my daughter, I realized, I decided to speak with her Swiss German. To speak this language, and that includes a lot of songs, yeah, I mean, this is something, yeah. And she loves songs, and we were singing a lot together.
Yes. So did she know these songs already?
Some of them, yeah.
That you sang in the presentation?
Yeah. Yeah, this song is a little bit a hard song. No, she didn't knew that okay. one. No, she didn't knew that before, no. No, this song is a love song. It's very a very sad love song. The song I sang. It's quite a sad love song.
Do you know the lyrics? Because of course, I mean, like, otherwise I would say, come on, sing it. But
against the bar atmosphere. I can sing it. I mean, if you like, I can sing it. But it's not a yodel.
Yeah.
It's not a specific yodel. And most of the things I'm referring now, most of the songs and what I'm talking now, it's hard. It's sometimes going into yodeling, but most of the things are rather in. Most of these songs have a nature sound, Naturton. I don't really know if that's that's the right translation. Kind of the, you know, not the chromatized scale. Mm-hmm. It doesn't follow the chromatized scale. It follows the nature sound, the natural sounds.
Okay.
With all the over sounds and.
Where there's like for us, it sounds sometimes just a touch dissonant.
A touch dissonant, so it takes the quarter and the quarter tones into account and plays with an intonation which is slightly a little bit wrong in our chromatized ears.
Because there's the usual intervallic terz part.
Yes, that doesn't work. And if you have one string,
yes,
and you take it in a half and take it in again in a half and take it in a half as the natural sounds are coming out,
yes,
you will get into a logarithmic scale,
yes,
and not in a regular scale as the piano was constructed in Bach times.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this natural sounds, most of Swiss original Swiss sounds are based on natural sounds, and most of the yodels as well. The yodeling happening in this kind of scales of the natural sounds. Otherwise, it most of the time wouldn't work because you need really the whole overtone scale by playing with that. So
the natural sounds do half of the string and half of the half, and it's not just slightly corrected. So
it's not the corrected thing.
And there's something that, as they sometimes call, the Alpenhorn Fa, which is.
Yeah, that's it. For example.
Yeah.
It was. With the Alphorn, if you put the sound, you only can guide the wave in the horn,
yes,
through the natural scale,
yes,
and not through the chromatized scale.
No.
That's not possible. So you have there kind of the very different. The different scale, which makes it also so spheric, you know, so it's kind of wavy.
Is that why you say, strictly speaking, they're not maybe yodel leader, yodel songs, but they have a touch of it, and that touch comes from working with some. Where does that touch come in?
No. As you said before, yodeling is a very technical thing about something within the whole scale of songs,
yes.
And yodeling is working with the most of the time. Yodelism was working with the natural sounds,
yes.
But the songs I'm referring to doesn't always include yodeling, you know. And sometimes you can apply a yodel in it because you kind of make a cadence or you make kind of something in it.
Like an adornment.
Yeah, or there is something, a piece in it, but you don't have to. So, and to make kind of this loop to the yodeling. It's a tricky thing for me because yodeling is often referred to kitsch.
Like what kind of kitsch?
Yeah, I mean Swiss national songs are, you know, it's often used in a very conservative, in a very traditional way, and in a very, very commercialized way. So there, yodeling, you hear probably the most yodels in a commercialized sense, and most of the time that's quite crap. It's also most of the time quite crappy yodeling. So I also think that even the Swiss embassy was trying to distance themselves from that, because that got ridiculized. That's what the Japanese probably love and laugh about it, about Switzerland. It's kind of the old Alpöi something, which kind of, that's kind of plastic Switzerland. So I've not much to do with that. I think a lot of Swiss people, when we are a bit conscious of our culture and of the music in this kind of the heritage of music in our culture, then we refer a little bit to different kind of points, and we wouldn't really refer to yodeling as the thing which is kind of rather for the Japanese. So much.
Really? Thing for the Japanese.
Yeah, that thing what the Japanese would like to hear. And all the rest, there are also other words. So if you go to Appenzell, then ask the people not for yodeling, but ask the people for Zöjerlöng. So you know that. Because that's, and that's somehow similar, so they're also working, but it's not with the glottis, if I'm right. They're also working with the chest and the head singing, but in a very different, very spheric way. That's really, you really have to hear that, you really have to experience this. And the Alpsegen, I was experiencing, I think, once or twice when I went walking and I slept in the mountains, and you hear in the evening the farmer standing up the hill on a rock and starting to pray for his cows and starting to sing this. Call them back, but it's kind of praying. Yeah, it's really kind of a finally religious. He's calling Maria. He's calling Maria, Mother of God, help you. I can't remember the sound. Most of the time, it's something like that. And keep up my cows alive and healthy. And so on. So, and give me food and what they kind of pray. But this song.
This is totally new for me. I know really? About Gatlefall.
Yeah.
They have specific Cantilena.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was something that came from very functional need to, or a herd of sheep or whatever.
Yeah.
And that it's really calling to the animal that. That also some animals have particular names, or they respond to this
to this sound,
voice and sound.
Okay.
But I so far I've never read about prayers accompanying.
No, it's care it's of called a, it's called so this this song. Is called the Alpsegen, which is kind of the pledge for the Alp, the Paysan. There are on the internet you can hear it, and we could also, if you like to, we can analyze the text.
Yes.
It's really It's so spheric. It is, and they are kind of free in singing that, so they're improvising a long time. It's very long sounds. Just go through the valley, you know, kind of touching the other mountain and coming back there. Pretty amazing to hear that. So it's really amazing.
You were to go back to say the your first years of your life,
yes,
or whatever.
They
where these songs originate from.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote me you're from St. Gallen.
Yeah.
Is that strictly speaking you're from the town, or you're more from the rural?
No, from the town.
From the town, from St. Gallen.
I was born in Bern.
Okay.
And with 12 we moved to St. Gallen. So I had my childhood in Bern and my youth in St. Gallen.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Which are...
Why did your parents move, sorry, from a big city to St. Gallen?
My father got another job.
Another job?
Yeah, not simply as such. Yeah.
Is it what kind of town is St. Gallen? Because I will go there now, over Christmas and the New Year, but is it a village or is it small? I don't know how.
It's a bit something like Ghent.
Okay, that's pretty. That's pretty big.
Probably I'm wrong.
Yeah, well.
It's about 80,000 or 90,000 inhabitants.
Yeah.
More smaller than Ghent.
Because what I'm wondering about, to what extent does what you also speak about, no? Like the landscape, and here you have very much a polarity between urban zone and rural. The rural is even pretty rare anyway, because
sure.
We have not so much concentrated urbanism, but also a lot of buildings around the roads and so on. I don't know Switzerland very well, but is there the same polarity? To what extent do you have a connection with landscape, nature, if you're twice like living in a big city like Bern and then St. Gallen?
I mean, I wouldn't refer that to big cities.
No.
These are all kind of little. There are no big cities in Switzerland.
Yeah. Everything has its own
little. I mean, also Zurich has. It's a little city. I mean, you know, it's not a. That's not a. It's rather the whole what we call middle land is like here. It's a very very suburban. Agglomeration structure of town. So this kind of starting to grow together to one context of or big parts are connected to one context of city. So there's also kind of the main strip in Switzerland is not that rural anymore. Even if many people are still kind of trying to keep this kind of image up, and I have the feeling you find more, let's say, beautiful rural areas in this strip than here in Belgium. I had the feeling that what I discovered here kind of is really rather really ugly.
We have to say it.
Just kind of to speak it out. And but probably it's something similar. Like then there are really kind of far off places in the mountains in the Alps where it's still. Can feel nature,
yeah.
And here the Ardennes is a little bit similar. The Ardennes, you find nature, you find kind of nice, very beautiful places. And this, yeah, I'm missing the mountains.
Yeah.
For example, I'm missing them often, and really not enough. I'm going to, for a hike or for a longer hike or something. No, it's something I'm missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm not sure if that's kind of that I'm missing it because I'm Swiss. No, because I had nice experiences. In mountains. Obviously, I had these experiences. However, and I also had. I am also missing other countries, but you know, landscapes where I had some experience. But I had to have some in my childhood. Obviously, kind of some strong experiences. I learned a lot about the place where I am, and I know also geographically. I know it quite well. I know where I know some mountains, and I know the names of them, and I know the valleys, and I know where they're connected, and which kind of river is in there, and I know kind of the passes from one valley to the other. So I know these names, and these names have a resonance, obviously, with kind of connections and some fun, and some language fun, and kind of yeah, there are things where I can't distance myself totally too well and look from an outside. But in between, from when you sent me the email, I said like, why are you the hell going into yodeling? That's kind of funny. And I was kind of thinking like, what kind of a relationship I have to that? And I have also to say to some of these songs, it's not somehow that I feel now that I feel they're belonging to me, or that I'm directly connected to that. I realize that they're rather more a desire. That they are kind of much more something where so a desire for the roots. I'm not sure about it, but there's rather something I'm hearing somehow in the somewhere far in the back of my consciousness, and I also feel distant to that back of my consciousness. It's a little bit like the background sounds of a being. Yeah.
That table is probably already out of that range. This one is pointing. Sorry to interrupt. But perhaps this is a little bit of a
let's go there. Let's
blind angle
there.
Of the